Welcome back to Hawk Hill Sports. This is Radio 1851. Our number here is 610-660-1098. All right, so we give St. Joe's basketball a lot of crap on this show.
Mm-hmm. Well deserved.
Just because, you know, as fans, we're easily frustrated.
Exactly.
Doesn't take
but
much.
Comes from a good place.
Yeah, and we have our reasons. Mm-hmm. But the Hawks are now 18-7 in the very tough A-10. 8-3 in the A-10, which is good for second place in the conference.
Not bad.
Joe Lenardi, ESPN's bracketologist.
He's smart.
Came out with a new bracket today. He has St. Joe's as an 11 seed in one of the first four games. They don't like being called play-in games because it's still technically the tournament. The first round.
Yeah.
The first round, in air quotes.
Yeah. Against Providence as 11 seed.
How about
so
that?
Are you guys excited? Are you skeptical? What's going through your heads about this?
I like being in the playing game because that's such a winnable game. And to have won a tournament game is way better than to lose the first one. So, you know, it'd be tough to lose that. But on the other hand, you're in it to win it. So I would love to just even win one tournament game. So,
I mean, realistically,
that's Providence, man.
This team is clearly a good team. They gave Villanova a scare the other night.
Right.
Double
St. Joe's
overtime.
Is not going to do anything major come March Madness. Okay?
You don't say that.
We have to have another level of madness for St. Joe's to seriously be threats.
You don't think we could win a play-in game?
I don't think they could beat Providence.
I'm not saying having they seen, couldn't win a play-in game in the first round, air quotes. Mm-hmm. But it'd still be fun to be in the tournament.
I just want them to get in. Senior year.
Yeah, we have, I think,
give us something.
Most students here have a pretty good idea of how, you know, mediocre at best, the Hawks are. And we're not expecting very much. And it would just be fun, you know, even if it's just for a day, a couple days, whatever. You might, you know.
Or maybe they pull LaSalle, get to the Sweet 16.
We're getting ahead of ourselves here. But there
Throttle down, Tim.
If the game's down there in Raleigh, like Joe Lenardi has it, you know,
well,
maybe
the
there's a bus
game
down
would be
there.
In Dayton.
It would be in Dayton?
The first four is always in Dayton.
All right, Dayton. I guess that's cool.
Corner that market.
But, maybe, I don't know. It'd be fun for maybe a day. You know, if we lose, you lose. I don't think lives would be changed that drastically by a loss in, the first round game.
Even if we lost, it would be the anticipation leading up to that, which would be worth it, you know. Wherever you're watching it, it would be clearly the most exciting St. Joe's game I would ever watch.
Yeah,
so,
in our 4 years, certainly.
Yes.
I mean, the next best thing would be losing the first round of the NIT game on a buzzer beater to St. John's.
Worst.
I think.
Yeah, it was St. John's.
Yeah. To a guy with the name Sir Anthony something, I forget his name, but it was
doesn't matter because
ridiculous.
It was,
yeah,
it's but the second best memory.
Last night, St. Joe's plays Rhode Island, who was 11-15 going into the game, and we only won by three.
Yeah,
and we were losing for most of the game.
Well,
and we couldn't make our foul shots just like always.
If you want to take the positive out of there, I think it shows growth that we won a game that we shouldn't have won. I always think that the good teams end up winning games that they shouldn't win,
right,
even when it's not their night.
Yeah.
And I would hazard a statement that we usually in the past would have lost that game.
Like, how about Rhode Island as a bad team and they found a way to lose? 2-10 in the Atlantic 10 this year.
Yeah, and first time we played Rhode Island, we only won by four.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just
once again
match up well with us. I don't know.
I'm just saying that you could look at it in two separate fashions, that it was not our night, and we still came out with the W, sign of a winner. Or we're not that good. I don't know. I just, you know, we're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at the scores of these games. We don't win by much.
No, we don't make it easy on ourselves.
No.
Never do that.
George Mason, we won by four.
We beat Drexel by 20.
BU,
Drexel's good, right?
BU gave us a game.
Drexel was
Denver
supposed to be good,
one.
I thought.
Nah, Drexel's. Actually, yeah, they were supposed to
they
be
were supposed to be
they
good.
Were supposed to be.
Then,
but
they weren't.
They're disappointing. I mean,
Denver we beat by one.
Yeah, the remaining schedule for the Hawks, Fordham, who's 9-15. Dayton, who is 18-8, they're a bubble team right now. That's a big game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dayton's one of the teams that Lenardi has just outside the tournament.
Yep, and when they could flip-flop just as easily
right.
with St. Joe's.
At St. Bonaventure, winnable. Who is 16-10.
George Washington's good.
Then at George Washington. George Washington's 20-6. Lenardi has them as, I believe, a nine.
I think we could take that L and still be okay.
I think if they win the rest of the game, because yes. that would mean
but you need to win
what?
Your
22-8.
Yeah,
and then they need to make a win or two in the A-10 tournament.
Yes,
because they can afford to lose to like St. Louis in the A-10 tournament if they give them a game or VCU or
right the
or UMass.
The problem with St. Joe's, I guess, it always has been since I've been here, at least, or we've been here.
Since you've been here.
Just me.
That's how we define it.
It's that there's four games on the schedule that are like must wins because you should win.
Right.
You know, and like George Washington would be nice to win, but you're not expected to win that game as long as you win all the ones that you should
take care of biz.
And I don't know if I trust us to win four games that we should win. I feel like
if we were to win out. Excuse me. If we were to win out and finish 23-7 and win an A-10 tournament game, say they just win one and lose in the next round, 24-8,
mm-hmm.
I think it's
that gets you. That gets us in.
Yeah.
Because the A-10 is so strong this year. Lenardi has five teams in the A-10 in the tournament right now.
That's a lot.
And two on the bubble. Seven tournament caliber teams in the Atlantic 10.
That's a shocker.
That says something.
Yep.
This is a good conference. This is a good basketball conference. Extremely underrated. And it deserves a little more respect, I think.
Right. Here's what St. Joe's does not have. It doesn't have a lot of bad losses. Okay? You look, losses among teams in the RPI top 50, got a few of those. Creighton, Villanova, UMass, Richmond, St. Louis, those are the good teams. Mm-hmm. But if you drop down to, you know, RPI of 51 to 100, you only got one of those, LSU. 101 to 150, don't have any. And over 150, they only have one.
It was Temple.
That's the Temple
game. That Temple loss could come back to bite them.
Yeah. So, you know, not a lot of bad losses, which is what you don't want to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of taking care of games that you need to win.
Yeah, you know, a lot of just real close things that could have gone either way. I mean, Lang hits that one game winner for us. You said you watched it. How did we come out with the win?
It was they took the lead with I don't know 5-7 minutes left maybe.
Uh-huh.
And just held on to it, really. URI shot like 20% in the second half.
Wow.
That's a bad team losing.
It's a bad team finding a way to lose. And but our whole team was in foul trouble. Everyone had like four fouls.
Yeah, which
but Rhode Island just couldn't
can't have on
just
this
couldn't
team.
Score. Yeah, there's no depth.
None.
So,
Papa now
yeah,
in the
if,
game.
If we get right. in foul trouble, well, that's why Rhode Island had such a big lead at halftime, and by such a big lead, I think it was 8.
Mm. Right,
that's too
because
big.
They benched. We benched like Khalil. I think Ron
Lang had a tough game.
The usual suspects. Lang didn't have a point in the first half, so that didn't help. He didn't score till late.
Bembry
had a good
game.
Second half.
Yeah, and then somebody who had a really good game for us.
Ronald Roberts dominated the second half. Mm-hmm. I really like the starting
Ronald
five.
Ronald Roberts played 40 minutes. Yeah, like, this is just crazy.
Yeah, I like
Chris
the starting
played
five.
40
I think,
minutes.
I think
Langston
our,
played 40 minutes.
Yeah, I think our front court can hang with a lot of teams, like Khalil and Ronald Roberts. I think they can... You know, they're big, they're strong, they're athletic.
I mean, the problem...
But there's no depth.
Exactly. The problem is that you have three players playing 40 minutes. You have one playing 28 and one playing 26, but both just clearly because they were in foul trouble. And then you have Papa Now, who's playing 17 minutes. And
That's
then, great, yeah, and then you have a, you know, Darius Quarles, Squeeze is playing 7 minutes.
A tournament team has Eric Kindler in this box score because they're emptying the bench at the end of the game because they're winning by 20-plus points.
Eric Kindler needs more minutes.
Rhode Island is 2-10.
Say it every time we talk about St. Joe's.
This is an empty-the-bench type of game for St. Joe's, and we weren't able to empty the bench. We got three guys playing 40 minutes, and those are to me, wasted minutes. If you expect to do anything in the A-10 tournament and your upcoming games, you need to have your key players fresh. And if they're playing the entire game against horrible teams, they're not fresh.
Yep.
Yeah. 610-660-1098. Let us know what you're thinking about St. Joe's college basketball in general. All right. Let's look at Lunardi's bracket. We're going to, you know, just break down a couple of teams that we think are real contenders, Final Four teams.
Hmm.
And then let's fill this thing out in our head, pick a Final Four, pick a championship, just for fun.
Yep.
But let's start with the one seeds. He has Syracuse. Of course, they lost last night.
Yeah, but I still think the one seeds are going to be a little bit weak. I don't think there's a... Other than I see Duke and Syracuse, even though Duke, he doesn't have his number one seed, which is shocking to me. But I feel like Syracuse and Duke, to me, seem like the strongest teams in the country so far.
I'm big on Florida.
I haven't seen Florida play.
Really?
So.
Yeah, I like them a lot. They got some senior leadership. They got depth.
Okay.
They almost lost last night, but you know that happens to these teams. Like, there's trap games that they're just not really... Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they don't have their full attention. They played Auburn. Auburn's not a good team.
Right. There's no real clear-cut favorite to me.
No, not at all.
And so in a year like that, the senior leadership, that's the thing that might help you out. You know, there's a lot of teams that are going to be coming at you. A lot of teams feel like they have a chance. Creighton currently has a three seed, according to Lunardi, based on their body of work.
Make a run.
I mean, you have Wichita State penciled in as a number one.
Well, they might be the number one team in the country soon.
Right.
I don't see them losing.
With their schedule.
In the regular season.
Yeah.
I don't see them losing just because they don't play anyone the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Their conference doesn't have Creighton anymore.
Yeah.
So there's no competition in there for them.
But the point is, it's pretty wide open. So, you know, you make a good point. Not a lot of people talking about Florida. You know, maybe their leadership carries them through, takes them to that next level.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And I want to throw out a couple teams that are... possible Cinderellas, not Final Four teams, but like 12 seeds and lowers that could make a Sweet 16 run.
Right.
Starting with Harvard. Harvard, Lunardi has as a 12, and they're supposed to be good this year. They're 20-4, 56th in RPI. They're just, you know, not a strong schedule, but they've won some. They won, you know, beat Green Bay, who's another team that I was going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. They're 12 seed.
They played UConn and Colorado tight. So I think Harvard's a sleeper. Green Bay, who I just mentioned, 21-5. Beat Virginia. That's the big one. Virginia's red hot right now. They beat Virginia.
Right.
Lost to Wisconsin by 3. So Green Bay, that's a team to look out for. Who else was I looking at? Stephen F. Austin. They have some top 25 votes. 24-2.
That is good.
Haven't played any teams in the RPI top 50.
Of course not.
Haven't played any teams in the RPI top 100, actually.
No, they played... It looks like they played Texas.
Stephen F. Austin.
Looks like they lost to
I don't. Oh, okay, yeah. I missed that. Okay. One team in the RPI top 100.
That's one Texas. Is one more than zero.
Only lost by 10.
Yep.
Stephen F. Austin. They win. They're doing something right.
Stephen F. Austin. They win.
We just win.
That's
all about that action,
shirts,
boss.
Dude.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's some under-the-radar teams that could make a run. Delaware's having a good year.
The Lumberjacks is who they are,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, you could have just asked me that. I know my name's Toledo. That's another one. I don't know. I always love the Cinderellas, so I'm always looking out for them.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't have any of those teams winning in the first round. It'll depend on the matchup.
Yeah, of course.
But it's just, you know, it's just fun to think about.
I miss Florida Gulf Coast already.
Yeah.
Sadness. Yeah.
They kind of fell off, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lost their coach, lost some players.
Exactly. Where did Enfield go?
USC.
USC, okay.
That's right.
And then, yeah, they lost... I'm mad that I forgot his name. He was... That's going to drive me nuts. Continue, boys.
My guy's over at Wichita State, though. Watch out for the Shockers, boys.
Yeah.
Watch out for my guy, Ron Baker, from Scott City.
Tim Riggins.
Yeah, a.k.a. Tim Riggins from Friday Night Lights. another team that just wins. And they got, what, 5 wins in the top 100, you know, out of, God, how many? 27. Mm-hmm. 5 of their 27 wins are against top 100 teams. Wichita State.
I'll give it to them.
But, you know, who knows? If they're going to be the one seed, this is going to be a crazy tournament.
Yeah.
100%.